are excited. Tonight, we are expectant. Tonight, we are on tiptoe. Let us remember together why this night is a holy night. You may be seated. Tonight, our children will present to us the story of Jesus coming into the world. And so we have some younger children that will also help to join our drama. So tonight, be inspired.
Joseph didn't want to bring Mary to the little town of Bethlehem. The king's order said he had to. Mary and Joseph came with lots of other people too. All the other people said they couldn't, tried many, many doors, and all those people said they couldn't come in. When they came to Aaron, we said they couldn't come in either. I wish, if only I had known.
This is what they found. No proper room, no bed, no comforting fire, just a place for keeping animals. But tradition says they did have company, their gentle host or the innkeeper's animals. Come off, friendly beasts, come now and wait for the baby.
Jesus, our God. manger close to Bethlehem. There were shepherds abiding in their fields, guarding their sheep through the night, because that is what good shepherds do. Come, good shepherds, come now and wait for the baby.
Special in the air tonight. I can feel it in my heart of hearts. Of all the people in the world, God chose to tell the good news to us poor lowly shepherds.
Well, as far as we know, we were the only ones awakened to hear the wonderful news the angels brought that night. Would you like to hear the news too? Angel of the Lord, where are you? Angel of the Lord, please, tell us the good news again.
Behold, do not be afraid. Tonight I bring you tidings of great joy, for unto you this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord, is born.
And the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and a multitude of angels sang to them, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and peace to all people on earth. Please sing the good news with me as all our angels come to celebrate.
Thank you.
shepherds looked at one another for a moment, then followed the light of God's star to the place where Jesus was born. There, lying in the manger, was the one born to be the bright morning star, the light of the world, the Holy Child.
It was a glorious night, but I have a question. Did anyone else come to see the hope of the world born to Mary? Was anyone else wise enough to follow God's shining star?
Don't you remember who else came? Only the wisest ones of all came, and they had bearing gifts, the very finest gifts. Why, here they come now. They have followed the star. Let's sing their song as they make their way to Bethlehem.
And this is the place where the star has led us. We have found the one the ancient prophets foretold, the one our hearts seek.
But wait! Everyone from the story is here except for Mary and Joseph. Where are Mary and Joseph? Where is the Christ child? Where is the one the whole world is waiting for? We all have come to celebrate the baby's birth. Oh, look, here they come!
Thank you.
Just as God promised, Christ the Lord is born. God with us has come to each of us. All are invited to come and see Mary's newborn child as the baby is lifted for all to see. Come, take a peek at the baby, staying on the outside of the communion rail, and return to your seats as the congregation sings Away in the Manger.
Yes, it was a joyous night. And now, brothers and sisters, let us continue to rejoice as Mary, Joseph, the baby, and their angel escort lead all of the other costumed children down the center aisle. The children and actors from our drama can rejoin their families at this time after they recess out and be picked up in the bishop's parlor, which is down the hall to your left from the narthex, so that we may prepare to receive our offering for the evening and set the Lord's table in preparation to receive Holy Communion in celebration of the good news of Jesus Christ. On this night, we receive the greatest gift God can give to us, His Son, Jesus Christ. Let us now offer our offerings to God with thankful and generous hearts, that we may be called God's generous people.
Thank you. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth. You created light out of darkness and brought forth light on the earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through the prophets. In the fullness of time, you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. And at his birth, the angels sang glory to you in the highest and peace to your people on earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. As Mary and Joseph went from Galilee to Bethlehem and there found no room, so Jesus went from Galilee to Jerusalem and was despised and rejected. As in the poverty of a stable, Jesus was born. So by the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. As your word became flesh, born of woman, on that night so long ago, so on that night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, and he broke the bread, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to God, and he said, "Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ, offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory when we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. And the people said, Amen. Let us now pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, and the forever. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. The bread which we break is the sharing of the body of Christ. The cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. Jesus Christ is the host of this meal, and no matter where you come from, where you are going tonight, you are welcome at this table. Whether this is your first time here or you come here each week, This is a place that you can come and feast and know God's grace. No matter who you love, no matter what you believe, this is a place of welcome for you, because we here believe that God loves each one of you unconditionally. Tonight we are receiving communion a bit differently than we normally do on a Sunday morning. We're receiving by intinction. So this means you'll receive a piece of the bread. It'll be broken off and handed to you. And there'll be a server here at the rail holding a cup for you. And you'll just take that piece of bread that you received and dip it into the cup. And then you'll come down the center aisle, and we invite you to turn down the side aisles. And we'll be serving those that are in the balcony first. Come, I believe all things are now ready and set.
Thank you.
Join with me in the prayer after receiving. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Grateful that each one of you has come to this service tonight. Know you're always welcome to come and join us here at West End United Methodist Church for worship and any of our other programming and ministries that happen here. We are grateful that you have been here, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. Now hear this blessing as we go out from this place tonight. In the name of God and in the name of Emmanuel, who is God with us, let us carry the light of Christ in our hearts as we go out into the world this night. Amen.